ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Krishna spoke about Prajapati telling to his Praja that Anena Prasavishyadvamesha Vo Astu Ishtakamaduk. So worship these devatas, do these yajnas, and it will give you, it will fulfill you your desires. So the same point is being explained in the next two shlokas. Devan bhavayatanena,
Devan bhavayatanena,
Te deva bhavayantu vah,
Te deva bhavayantu vah,
Parasparam bhavayantah,
Parasparam bhavayantah,
Shreyah paramavapsyata,
Shreyah paramavapsyata.
So it's an important concept that is being spoken about here. So Devan bhavayata anena. Anena means anena yajnena, yajnyarthat karmanah. So from this karma, yajna rupi karma, Deva bhavayata, Devan bhavayata. So Devan bhavayata means Devan vardhayata. So Deva will be, the Devas will be nourished. We are offering things to Devas, various Devatas. And Te Deva, since we are offering to those Devatas, Te Deva bhavayantu. Vaha, vaha means us. Te Deva bhavayantu. They nourish us as well. So mutual nourishment happens because of doing yajna. And due to this mutual nourishment, parasparam bhavayantaha, this mutual nourishment, sreyaha param, param sreyaha means mokshaha, avapsyata, a person will attain in due course of time, or in proper way, person will attain moksha, is what Krishna is telling here. So we cannot attain moksha directly through these karmas, but indirectly it will help. So the way that it would help is that if we are taking care of those devatas, if we are remembering those devatas and offering things to them, then our indriyas, all our indriyas and other things will be in place. They will be under our control. At least if not under our control, they'll at least do what we want, or they'll not go against or much against our wishes. Therefore, when the sense organs, when our upakaranas are not going against us much, we'll be able to focus them, we'll be able to divert them, and thereby like it will help us in jnanam. So that means these devatas, mutual parasparam bhavayantaha, mutual nourishment, will indirectly help us in moksha. It will help us in chitta shuddhi. It will help us in upasana. And thereby it will help us in jnanam as well as moksha. So though karma is nitya, karma is unreal, even though karma is unreal, yet at the vyavaharika level, as long as we accept karma, any moment we accept karma, we also have to accept that it should be done as an yajna. If it is not done as an yajna, we are not offering the devatas their share. So since we are not offering the devatas their share, they will not help us, they will not protect us. If they don't protect us, then we will not be able to focus these indriyas, these upakaranas, these karanas, we will not be able to divert or channelize them. Therefore we have to do it. So a person a person who considers these the karma itself as mithya and is constantly offering, for such a person this automatically happens. So Shankara is just Shankara interprets this in two ways, like Shreyah Paramavapsyata. He says one can be moksha and two he says about swarga. So both meaning can be taken, but the import of these shlokas is just to convince us that we have to do yajnartat karmana. Yajnartat karma. We have to do yajnartat karma, and yajnartat karmana, by those karma, karma lagaha, we will become mukta sangaha. That is what is the goal. So if we are, as long as we offer karma, as long as we know that karma is mithya, this automatically happens. It automatically happens. If we are offering it to Ishvara, Sarvadeva Namaskaram Keshavam Pratyagachati. So whatever Namaskaram we do to Ishvara, it will go to all these Devatas. Because when we offer to these Devatas, it goes to the Supreme Source of Ishvara. So if we offer to Ishvara, Ishvara will automatically delegate it. He'll be giving it to like whatever Devatas are there. So it automatically happens. But the logic behind that is being explained. So it's not, we don't need to remember these points, but it just means that if a person at the vyavaharika level, paramarthika level, karma is mithya. But if you offer karma, the moment you offer karma, then you are nourishing the devatas will nourish you. That means devatas, for example, if our intellect is to be nourished, if our ears are to be nourished, if our eyes are to be nourished, so if our eyes are to be nourished, then Agni Devata, if we offer everything to Agni Devata, then Agni Devata will also nourish us. That means he will give us powerful eyes. He'll give us powerful eyes so that we'll be able to read things quickly. We'll be able to be without much sleep, though our eyes will not pain. That is the goal here. So it automatically happens by Yajnartha Karmana Karma. Or Yajna Rupi Karma, it automatically happens. But this is how it happens, is what Krishna is telling. So it's the same thing like that Krishna tells in the next shloka as well. Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva.
Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva.
Dasyante yajna bhavita.
Dasyante yajna bhavita.
Tair dattana pradaye bhyo. Yo bhunte stena vasah.
Yo bhunte stena
eva. Okay, it is eva. So in the previous shloka is not previous shloka. It's not eva. It is vaha. In this shloka, I think it is eva. The Sanskrit document has it wrong. It's Eva or it's Va? I think it's Va.
Eva Sahan.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. So, Ishtan Bhogan, he. Ishtan Bhogan means whatever we seek, whatever we want. So, Ishtan Bhogan, he. O Deva Dasyante. Those Devas give us like whatever we want, whatever desires we have will be fulfilled by those Devatas because Yajna Bhavita, because we have nourished them through yajnas. So Tai Devaihi Dattan Bhoghan, those bhogas which have been given by those devatas, like if apradayaibhyo, so these like if we don't, apradayaibhyo means if we, like the devatas will be giving us these desires or fulfilling these desires, and let's say one day we think, okay, I'll not like give it back, I'll not give back if we think. So our body itself, like our birth itself, means that devatas have given us something because they are there in each of our indriyas are active. So if we think we'll not give them back, if we don't give them back, if we think that like we can escape, we can be without giving them back, then such a person will be able to satisfy only his own body, his own like upakaranas. He'll not be able to, he'll be selfish oriented. Yo bhungte stena yeva saha, yo bhungte stena yeva saha, yo bhungte, whatever he's enjoying, whatever upakaranas through which he's enjoying, only that he'll be nourishing. He'll not be nourishing the devatas. If he doesn't nourish the devatas, then it is only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time that such a person will, the devatas will leave such a person. Devatas will not help such a person. And where devatas don't help such a person, his upakaranas will not be active, so active. And a person whose upakaranas are not that active, such a person will not be able to proceed in the spiritual path, though he may have the desire. He may want to do it, but it will not happen. So all these are viewpoints about karma, how yajna karma, yajna rupi karma, or how karma, like Eshwara Arpitam Naichaya Gratam, such a karma helps a person. So that is because there are devatas ruling each and every thing in the world. Each and every upakaranas are ruled by devatas. So when we are doing action, we are in fact nourishing them. When we are like doing actions and offering, we are nourishing them. When we are doing just actions, we don't nourish them. When we don't nourish them, then it will come back to us. It will affect us. So that's how these natural calamities all happen, because we don't nourish them. So we don't do proper yajnas, we don't do like yajnas. In ancient times, people used to do just yajnas for the entire society. So we don't need to do offering karma, we don't need to do, because yajnas are enough. So that would be done once in a while for water, for rain and all those things. But now, if that gets stopped, then nature will like, or these devatas will, not be nourished, therefore they'll get angry and they'll not help us in the spiritual path. So the main point behind this is that karma is mithya. Though karma is mithya, the way to overcome karma, the way to remove karma bandham, the way to like get rid of bondage of karma, is through offering karma or yajna rupi karma. That is what is to be done. If we do that, automatically it will help us in the spiritual path. It will like purify our mind, and thereby we'll be able to grasp jnanam, is what Krishna says here. We'll continue in the next video. I'm sure.